The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, welcome back. It's wonderful Wednesday again already, and that means tomorrow's Thursday. See how smart I am? Okay, we have a ton of stuff just piling up, and to sort it out and to try to put it in some kind of logical, sequential category is not always easy, but we do our best, and hopefully you're reading the headlines in the news, even if you don't have a chance to click on many of the stories, because the headlines do tell the story. And the big story today, of course, was the verdict in the Depp Amber Heard trial, which I'm sure all of you know about. If you're interested, you know the story. We'll throw a few little contributions up in the headlines a little bit later. But top of the news, this is not good. U.S. four-star general, our cyber warfare chief, admits to running offensive military cyber operations against Russia in Ukraine. Now, if that doesn't cross multiple red lines, nothing does. They're just begging for Putin to respond. And if Putin stays true to form, he'll continue to hold back and play it conservatively, maybe to the extent that they're going to actually do a false flag tactical nuke. I'm talking about us, NATO, the U.S. Don't be surprised. Because wherever one goes off, it'll immediately be blamed on Russia. No one will do any thinking. No one will do any research. There won't be much to research because it'll be a pile of rubble. So understand that very few things are as we are told. And if you heard David Oates last night, the reverse speech on the Uvalde, Texas school shooting, you know what you are being told is in all likelihood a lie. Another lie. Another false flag. That's all they do. They manipulate the sheep over and over and over again. Here's another one. Russia officially warned again that the O'Biden U.S. administration is now risking, quote, direct conflict with Russia after O'Biden is now sending heavier, longer-range missiles to Ukraine, missiles that can hit Russian cities and towns, I think 50 miles, was it? I don't think it was kilometers, I think it was miles. Anyway, we're begging for it, just begging, forcing Russia to respond. Russia stages nuclear drills after the O'Biden administration announces the more powerful rockets are being sent to Ukraine. So there you go. In addition to that, a new $700 million package of weapons from O'Biden to Ukraine includes HIMARS. This is a rocket artillery, long range. It's a game changer. And not good. I don't know. If you watched Russian television and saw that story I have up now, you will see that Russian national television is commonly, if not consumed, with reporting that the U.S. is begging for trouble. And they're actually calling for a nuclear exchange. These are Russians. These are commentators. These are big celebrities in the media business over there. And they've had it. They're just done. Probably 25 to 30,000 young Russian men have been killed in Ukraine already. We don't know how many Ukrainians have died, but it's probably much more than that. So here we go. Buckle up. Hold on tight. William Gein is back with us tonight after that really nice report last Wednesday. What do you have for us tonight, my friend?
Well, I'll tell you, last Wednesday we talked about what was going on, and Jeff, I was able to check the mail today, and there was a really big response from people out there listening to the show.
Oh, really?
But there's no time for sigh of relief. I mean, I was very thankful when I went to the box today and found that support there, because Tuesday, we were so bad off. I told people, because I mentioned to the email list, I said, I've announced on a major national radio show, this one, the Jeff Renz Show, that if we don't pull it off in November this year, that I'm going to resign, because this really is it. The war to save America will be decided, will be won or lost between now and November. This is the last chance. But I told them that I'd resign in 48 hours if people didn't pick it up, because I was putting out something to the list saying, look, we were negative $2,700 in the hole for May, and the responses were just a trickle. So I said, you know what, if we can't raise $1,000 to match $1,000 somebody put up, for things, then, we don't need to waste our time. Now, since then, people have started responding. We're not quite out of the woods yet, and I'm hoping that by around 4 o'clock tomorrow, which is my, ultimatum deadline there. And I put it on the table like that, Jeff, I get a couple emails saying, oh, so you're threatening to quit if you don't get what you want. Look, there are numeric, mathematical realities to running a national organization. And if you don't have the funds, if you can't do what you, I think it's better that I tell everybody that it's reached rock bottom critical than instead of popping up and saying, sorry, everybody, you didn't answer the emails enough, you didn't chip in enough, and it's over. Game over, gone. I want to give people a chance, because a lot of our supporters are, they're last-minute responders. They respond. They're like me, studying for tests in college. Nobody wants to have to pay for this fight or do this fight. And two, from what I've heard from some people, because I have received a lot of very, very cool and supportive notes in the mailed-in donations that have arrived and the emails, the inflation bug's really, really putting a lot of pain and pressure on a lot of our supporters out there.
Yep.
Just to give you an example, a lady in one of the letters, Jeff, sent me four $1 bills and told me that was the last money she had. Another gentleman sent me a $50 check and told me, and he's a listener to this show, I want to say thank you so much, said that he was sending me 3 months of his bingo money to be able to help us do this. And one lady called today, I don't know what she's sending, but she basically said you wanted to know how to make out the check to donate by mail, and she said that I was going to be able to afford to go to Alabama. I hope that's true, because we had talked on the show about me possibly going to help Mo Brooks on the ground for a very important national race in Alabama that will be decided on June 21st.
Biggest senatorial race, I think, of the midterms in many ways.
It's so important, because Mo is clearly the fighter for our movement to secure the borders and enforce America's immigration laws. And Katie Britt, his opponent, is young and charismatic, but she's clearly the D.C. swamp's pick. So
100% correct. Yep.
Yeah. But there's more than that, Jeff. I mean, there's other things that are on the priority list here. First of all, the illegals are very close to planting a flag in Massachusetts, where the legislature, by unfortunately, of large numbers, have sent a licenses for illegal aliens bill to the governor's desk. Now, we know from past polling data that even in wacky liberal states like Oregon, somewhere around 70 to 80% of all Americans oppose giving licenses to illegal aliens. ALEPAC has helped stop licenses and in-state tuition bills for illegal aliens in 30 states. We haven't stopped anything in Massachusetts because we didn't know anything was happening because our volunteers or the media or whatever, the network didn't alert. The bill was already being vetoed by, thankfully, being vetoed by the governor.
Got it.
Okay, but the bill almost got right past us and into law without us even knowing about it. But thank God, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker has vetoed the bill. Now the legislators are coming back to override his veto, and I don't even know if we have time because of the fundraiser we're having to do. So I don't even know if we can even get to Massachusetts. There's a chance that the illegals are going to plant a flag and their dominance of Massachusetts, because the folks, if you, once they get in-state tuition, sanctuary state status, or licenses.
Any particular nationality, William, up there? I know there are blacks. I know there are Latinos. I know there are Arabs and Muslims. What's the dominant group?
Well, I don't even know what the dominant group is. I just know if they get licenses for illegal aliens, that illegal aliens from all over America will be going to Massachusetts to get their licenses.
Yep.
And the terrorist amongst them that Biden has let in here will go up there and get their licenses. So, we need people calling the Massachusetts legislators now saying don't give licenses to illegals. Don't override Governor Charlie Baker's veto. And I don't even know if we're going to get there, because on top of that, Jeff, okay, we've got imperative primaries in 6 days on June 7th, next Tuesday, okay? There's primaries in California, Iowa, Mississippi, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Dakota.
Then
7 days after that, boom, June 14th, Maine, Nevada, North Dakota, South Carolina, and Texas. Then 7 days after that, June 21st, Virginia and Mo Brooks's race. And then June 28th, we got primaries in Colorado, Illinois, New York, Oklahoma, and Utah. Now, unfortunately, we don't have candidates running in all of these states because, unfortunately, we haven't been able to mobilize enough people out there to send our candidate survey and pledge around. But we do have, I don't have them all on screen yet because I'm going through and methodically trying to get them out into a list where I can email them to people and it'll be easy for people to consider where they want to send their donations or volunteer to help or to rally people to vote for if they happen to be in the right district or state. But, I mean, this is it. This is the primaries. So many of these races are decided in the primary, not the general election. So the swamp has got people, I can tell you right now, the swamp and their big bunch of attorneys and offices and employees all lined up. They've got candidates places we don't. They've got candidates running against our candidates in many places. The swamp is well-funded, well-organized, and looking at the battle map, and they know that the month of June, they got to pull it off to make sure nothing changes in D.C., to make sure that even if the Republicans take the House and the Senate, there's not going to be any wild William Geans, Jeff Rentses, or Mo Brookses coming up there and saying that border's going to get locked down. They're going to try to make sure that nothing really changes. So we have to make an impact here in June. We got to fight like hell for every single candidate standing with us. We got to try to stop the illegals from taking licenses in Massachusetts, and we've got people out there pinned down with pain from inflation. But we've got to get them mobilized. And if I can't mobilize them, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to do it. I got a bunch of good people with me, but there comes a point where if people can't afford to support ALEPAC.us,
well,
at some point ALEPAC cannot afford to continue. That's just the brass tacks. That's the facts of life.
Well, the lady who sent the $4 bills, thank you, whoever you are, and thanks to the gentleman who sacrificed his bingo money.
His bingo money, yes, sir.
This is, nothing wrong with playing bingo and having fun. Okay, there's very little fun left to be had. But here's the deal. There are a lot of people listening who can afford to write a $100 check. They just can. And I'm not trying to shame anybody. But those of you who can, or 50, or 20, 25, I don't care. There's no other political action committee in America that is really, in my opinion, is really representing you. I'll tell you the truth. I don't know of any. And I've watched this for many, many years. AllyPack.us is it. It is the most activist, fair-minded, intelligent, logical group. And talking about groupthink, that's how they think, that you're ever going to find. And the other so-called anti-illegal alien, they're a joke. Sorry, that's me speaking, not for William.
If they were real, they would
get together. They would pool their funds and make sure everybody has enough to proceed. Or they would just rename themselves into one giant group and have divisions, whatever. But it's not happening.
Well, to be fair, most of them, we're the only PAC. I mean, we're the only one that can directly endorse and engage on the election thing. The rest of them are nonprofits, and many of them have funds from way back in the 70s and 80s.
I know that.
Hey, but another thing I'm going to start doing in my emails, I'm going to do a bit of rebranding. I don't know what I need to do, but the polling data is showing that the American electorate, especially among GOP primary voters, is souring on all legal immigration as well. And when some people who don't know our stances in favor of the existing laws and deportation of illegals hear Americans for legal immigration, they think we're one of those globalist open borders books.
Yep.
The word less and legal both start with an L. So I'm also going to start branding us a bit as Americans for less immigration. We still praise and appreciate the people who come here legally, but the vast majority of our supporters support reductions in legal levels below this unprecedented, dangerous level that we're operating at. So we're going to be a bit of Americans for less immigration pack, as well as Americans for legal immigration pack.
And how about fewer Bolshevik communists in government?
Yeah, Americans for less commies in government. That's us. But there sure are quite a few of them, and they're coming for the guns, Jeff. They think they're coming for the guns. Kamala Harris came out and said weapons of war ban, assault weapons,
how many of those people have their own guns? Probably 90% of them. They all have guns.
Biden's coming for the 9mm because they'll blow your lungs out.
He's such a creep. This all comes from Obama. No, I know.
It's hard for me to get too worried when they're so buffoonish, when they're so, so idiotic. But I mean, they are serious about it. And look what Trudeau just did. They're taking away access to handguns. They're trying to pass a law in Canada where
Canadians need to rise up and overthrow that alleged government. It's not a government. It's a control dictatorship, communist. And if the Canadian people don't do something about it, they're done, like the Australians.
Well, and, people here in America need to understand that. You need to look at Canada to understand where they plan to take you. They already don't have access AR-15s and AK-47s in Canada, and they've had very limited access to handguns with huge restrictions and almost a DNA sample to have one. And now they're cutting off your ability to buy a handgun in Canada, and then eventually they'll be trying to phase those out because they want every one of us out there. They want us out there defenseless. Completely powerless, dispossessed, and defenseless.
This is historic. This goes way back. Disarm the public, and you own them. Simple. We have a constitution, and unless people start pulling it out and saying, hey, this is the law of the land, filing 18 million lawsuits in courts that really are worthless, but it doesn't matter, let's make some noise. God, I see this happening, and it just boggles my mind. We're going to get slammed with it. I'm telling you, if they don't back off on Russia, we are going to get slammed. And remember, Russia doesn't have to take on all of NATO by itself. In other words, NATO as a group, it can pick whatever countries in NATO it wants, like the UK, and can take them out and whatever. This is not going to end well. It's just not.
Well, there's a, you know, when you were talking about the Russian media threatening to nuke the United States, there are members of Russian Parliament who are saying that they can wipe out the entire United States with four
Sarmat missiles. Each missile has 15 independently targeted warheads. That's 60 independently targeted nuclear bombs that'll come down all over the U.S., West Coast, East Coast. Two missiles take care of the East Coast. That's 30 missiles, essentially, with one warhead on each. But it's just two missiles with 15 each. So they'll come down. They're independently guided. They can change direction. They can juke. They can dive. They can climb. They're not going to be taken out by any anti-missile shield.
Well,
same thing for the West
Coast. The people out there we're trying to mobilize right now need to understand we're asking you to stand up against the Biden and Harris regime here, even though we're having to take on Republicans because...
Communist Obama machine.
Because Kevin McCarthy, in truth, they will give lip service to being fake opponents of the socialists, but Kevin McCarthy and Senator Mitch McConnell will protect Biden and Harris if they stay in power, too. We need so many wild Republicans that they never expected to get elected to get elected this year in both the primaries and the generals that when they're looking out from their ivory towers in D.C., they're going, oh, my God, how did all of these people get here? And we've got candidates like that. We've got candidates who are still in play, like Sandy Smith in North Carolina. She was outspent 10 or 20 to 1, Jeff, and she still won her primary. Wow. Mo Brooks, Senator Mitch McConnell, according to Mo Brooks' campaign, has spent $17 million already trying to stop Mo Brooks from coming to the Senate. But he cleared round one of his primary battle. He's still in the race. So we can win with less money because, the truth be known, the vast majority of American citizens, especially GOP primary voters, are with us on immigration and other issues like fighting big tech censorship and such. But we can't get by with no money. We've got to have people on the ground. We've got to have boots on the ground, people at home making calls, and people sending checks.
Agreed, agreed, agreed. Okay, hold on. William and I will be right back. This is it. This is crunch time. This is the last, well, coming into the home stretch, as they say. The last corner. Back in a minute. The election's coming up in June. Tell me more about them.
Well, here's the latest from Mo Brooks that he just put out. Apparently, his opponent, Katie Britt's campaign, is taking donations from Never Trumpers Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger PACs, also Mitch McConnell, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski PACs, all donated to Katie Britt. So if you follow the money, it shows us the rhinos are with Katie Britt. The other ones, 100%. I'm trying to map them now. I don't have all of our, I can tell you that, like, just coming up in 6 days, on the June the 7th, we have, hold on. Let me get back to it. 1 second, please. Here we go. We have the primaries are coming up again in the states of California, Iowa, Mississippi, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Dakota.
Right.
We have two candidates in California, Tom McClintock and Dana Rohrabacher, incumbents that are important to us. We're backing
her. Rohrabacher he's been around for a long time.
And he's been important. He's been true blue on immigration. He's a surfer guy. And I got to make sure both of those are still running. I haven't compared them yet. We don't have a candidate in Iowa. I don't know if we have listeners in Iowa, but we didn't get any of our surveys back from Iowa. We don't have a candidate in Mississippi. Montana endorsed, endorsed Matt Rosendale for Congress, who's the incumbent there. New Jersey, unfortunately, we don't have any candidates. And we've got one in New Mexico, Yvette Harrell, for Congress in New Mexico. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4. We've got 4 Alley Pack endorsed candidates on the ballot amongst these 7 state primaries in 6 days. And we need to get some help going their way and get some help to Massachusetts. The other 3 primary dates in June, I hope to have, you know, first thing I've got to do, like I said, I've got to raise the funds we need to make sure we can go forward. And one of the things I've told people, Jeff, if for any reason tomorrow at 4 o'clock, Thursday at 4, if we just don't have enough to proceed, I'm going to refund any donations that come in if we can't make it past this point. So people are not putting your money at risk if you are donating at allipack.us/donations/. You know, if we can get enough rounded up between now and 4 o'clock tomorrow to make a go of it, you know, and fight in these battles, then we'll get back to it. But as of yesterday, Tuesday, when I sent out the offer to resign on Thursday, we did not have it. We were negative $2,700 in the hole for May, and then starting to accumulate more cost, you know, for June. And anybody wants to see how we spend our money, every single penny Allipack has ever spent since 9/11 of 2004 is a matter of public record at FEC.gov. FederalElectionsCommission.gov. You can go look at everything we've ever spent, what we spend it on.
I think people know that. Yeah.
Well, you can bet some of our supporters who are giving today have been with us for 10 or 15 years. We've been through many battles together in the past. And the thing that's so important is we fought these earlier battles to give us this chance. If Allipack had not helped defeat amnesty legislation in 2005 and 2006, and stop the amnesty legislation they planned to pass in 2020 and 2021, then this entire conversation would be moot. The invasion would be fait accompli. We already have large numbers of illegal aliens committing dual felonies to register and vote in elections. We'd have 20 million illegals legally voting for Democrats in elections. This conversation would be moot, probably banned, and likely to land both of us in front of some type of tribunal like they have in Canada for people who speak their minds. You know, in Canada, there are hate speech laws and such that even the conversations we have, Jeff, would be deemed illegal on Canadian radio stations. And they have a commission. I'm trying to think of the name of the Diversity and Inclusion Commission or whatever it is, but they have the ability to fine and jail people for what they say in Canada. So that's all coming here. That would all already be here. God knows how many more Americans would have already been killed. More Americans would have lost their jobs and their homes and their health over this invasion if we had not won the battles to stop the amnesty legislation in D.C. 8 times, stop the licenses and in-state tuition for illegals and sanctuary status in over 30 states. But here we are. We bought people enough time to have one last chance in 2020 to get it right. One last chance in this mid-2022 midterm elections. One final chance to try to vote our way out of it. And yeah, the machines are rigged. Yeah, there's skullduggery. Yeah, the Democrats are cheating. Yeah, illegals are voting. Yeah, there's a lot of problems that should have gotten fixed under Trump's administration instead of after he lost. After the numbers came in.
I didn't even like to hear his name.
Me neither. But we, you know, it's an uphill battle, and our chances of victory are slim. But the fact we have a chance at all.
William, let me say something. I don't. How many other organizations are there? Numbers USA. What are the others? Okay, just three or four.
Well, there's FAIR, Federation of Americans for Immigration Reform.
Yes.
Numbers USA is my pick between those two. Judicial Watch does some good. Tom Fitton's operation.
Why don't they donate? Wait a minute. Why don't they bury the hatchets and donate a little to you?
Well, we've talked about this. We have different tax statuses. Allipack as a PAC, they can't. Those nonprofits, 501c3s and 4s, they cannot donate to us. We can donate to them, but they cannot donate to us. The donations to them are tax deductible, although that means a lot less since the IRS raised the bar. I think the IRS raised the threshold at which donations get you any tax breaks up to $20,000 or something. It's not what it used to be. People who used to donate for the tax break, it's not the break that it used to be. But we don't. Donations to Allipack are not tax deductible. They're the same as they are to any federal campaign for Congress, Senate, or President. And but it gives us maximum free speech protection and maximum versatility on what we can say and do. I can get on your radio show and I can say anything that I want to within the law. And there's no, you know, oh, he's violating this, because the 501c3s and 4s have to be more careful about what they say. They can't say, I endorse candidate X or I oppose
legislation.
They can
direct some of their contributors to you.
Well, I've found that some of the D.C.-based older organizations are not as sharing and giving. Numbers USA has been pretty good to work with for the most part, but some of them, like I said, they've got executive officers making north of $300,000 a year.
We're supposedly all in the same fight here, so, yeah.
Well, I mean, look, there's no one else coming in to rescue us. There's no millionaire going to come in and save us. There's no other organization that's going to come in and do it. It's up to us. It's up to the people within earshot, or the people that actually get our emails instead of them being blocked into spam folders, to take action. We need to internalize it, not externalize it. We need to, each one of us as individuals, think of something that we can do as far as voting and then magnifying our votes and magnifying our message. Focusing our message, spreading it past big tech censorship together. You know, we're doing that right now on this show, having this conversation. And I tell you, Jeff, I mean, your show has been the win in Alipac sales. I mean, really, there's so many people that have joined with our organization and what we're doing from these Wednesday night conversations, man. I just can't tell you how truly what a true blessing it's been to be here with you and your listeners. I really mean that.
They're the best, and I would ask all of you out there again to step up to the plate and let's do something meaningful. $20, $25, I don't care. I've donated. I don't have a lot of money. People may think I do. I do not. It all goes to pay bills. You wouldn't believe how many bills I pay. So, in fact, if I could come up with another.
Now, Jeff, you've done enough. You've got people out there listening. They are responding. I can tell you from my P.O. box today, Alipac, P.O. box 30966, Raleigh, NC 27622. The people out there, they are listening. You've already donated. You've shown the leadership on it, and we've said about everything we can without bugging people to death on it, you know. But I will repeat. You know, Biden and Harris and what they're doing, their administration is doing to this country, and what they're rubbing in our face with everything from gun rights to illegal immigration, a wide open border, trying to spark a nuclear war with the Russians. If people out there listening are willing to sit there and take it and not do anything when someone calls them up or rings them up or emails them up or radio shows them up and says, hey, we need your help to fight back as a group. If they won't move then, there's nothing that's going to move them, Jeff. What's happening at the border right now is the most offensive, horrible, insane thing we've ever seen in modern history. It's wide open.
Agreed. I agree. It's despicable. William, you are the government of the people, by the people, and for the people. You and Alipac. Forget these creeps in Washington. Your organization is what America was built on, this kind of commitment. And if we don't support that, I guess we deserve what we get. So let's not let that happen.
Well, we have June and July, these primaries, in 2022.
Wait a minute. Hold on. All of you, go into your garages, if you have a garage. Look around. Put stuff on Craigslist. Send the results to William. You might send $10, you're going to get $100 worth of activity and action out of this group. You know that. Everybody's got stuff in their garage they can sell. Craigslist is usually free. Sell it. Send it to William.
Well, and if we can get enough good people in the Congress and sustained in Congress, I mean, we'll start going to D.C. more immediately at the end of this year. Yeah. And help organize these people. Because I can tell you, there needs to be a border and immigration or border enforcement caucus. There used to be the Immigration Reform Caucus, which I believe was founded by Congressman Tom Tancredo, who was a border hawk.
Right.
But after Tancredo left, it went to, I'm trying to remember his name, in California, and he didn't do anything with it, and then it got taken over by a rhino and tabled or shelved. And
not Dornan.
No, it was, it'll come to me as soon as I stop trying to think about it. It was another California rep. He's been, he been removed from office now after the redistricting of 2010.
Oh, yeah. Another wonderful practice.
Yeah, the California redistricting. But basically, there is no caucus for the immigration hawks. And there needs to be, because when Kevin McCarthy came and stripped Congressman Steve King of Iowa of all his committee memberships, there was no caucus there. You know, and I'd been telling Mo Brooks and Louis Gohmert and Steve King and some others for years now that there needs to be an immigration enforcement or border enforcement caucus in Congress. And they haven't done that. One of the things I'd like to do, if we succeed, if we get enough people elected, I'd like to then turn focus to forming that caucus in D.C. So it's not because, you know, because the people who are true to the American public on these issues need more organization and support for, and coming from Congress. You know, it shouldn't be Allie Pack and William Gein calling for it. It should be the latest chairman of the Immigration Enforcement Caucus that's putting out the national call. So hopefully that's a vision that will be possible if the right things happen in the elections. And we saw with Mo Brooks's round one that we were able to have an influence on that race with relatively small amounts of money compared to all the million-dollar TV ads and stuff that people are running. So we found ways to streamline and do that. You know, so I think we can do it again, and I hope we can do it again. And I don't know if I'm going to Alabama or not. But if I do, I got to figure out whether I'm driving or flying. I think it's an 8-hour drive, Jeff.
It's a long drive. I wish Mo Brooks could help, but that doesn't work.
No, we can't coordinate like that.
No, I know.
No, we can share information, but we cannot quid pro quo on anything. But Mo's a fighter, and he was on Fox News this past Sunday. I didn't see the clip yet. Basically. Mo's doing well. People are hearing his message, and he's really, you know, he's on point.
I hope that they get just sick and tired of looking at these faces of identical swamp garbage. Katie Brooke, maybe she's really a sweet gal. I don't know. But her politics are wrong. They're not for America.
And I think when people find out Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney are backing her, I think...
Well, look.
If I can get the money, together to start, that's the thing. I'd love to start running new ads in Alabama tomorrow, telling everybody that we can that hey, Adam Kinzinger, Liz Cheney, and Mitch McConnell want Katie Britt over Mo Brooks. That message alone to enough GOP voters or primary voters or runoff voters should do the trick. I think most, you know, of them are savvy enough. And maybe I can go into the state, and then people will join me there to work some polls and get on some radio shows and maybe talk some man-on-the-street type videos, do some video streaming, that kind of thing, and talk to people and say, hey, you know, Alabama, come on, we need y'all. We need Mo Brooks. But there's still some people mad at Mo Brooks because he said people should focus on the 2022 and 2024 elections and not be despondent. Because of what happened in 2020. They took it the wrong way and thought he was saying that Trump really lost and that they shouldn't fight for Trump anymore. Oh, you said something about the glorious Trump. And, you know, it's just not what happened. It's unfortunate.
Well, if they vote Katie Britt in, good. Another lost seat in Congress, lost to the American people. Lost to the Constitution. They're all game players, all of them. Control.
In our most conservative state of Alabama, a rhino, a swamp rhino.
Yeah.
What hope is there for the rest of the country if we can't, you know, get somebody true in Alabama? But, you know, there's still time to do it, Jeff. You know, we've still got time to do it. And this is a... You know, there's a lot of people out there. I've heard from a lot of great people, like I said, both in the mail and by email over the last 24 hours. And some of it's been, you know, I'm cautiously encouraged by some of the folks I've talked to. And, you know, just when people are pinned down with this level of inflation of gas and food, fuel and food prices going through the roof, you know, they think about things like Allie Pack that they want to support, but it's on the priority list. It's down the priority list because you got to eat. You know, you got to be able to drive your car, and you got to be able to eat. And a lot of our your listeners and a lot of our supporters are on fixed incomes out there.
Yes, they are.
You know, wondering how they're going to drive and how they're going to eat. So, but we're still in it. We're standing in it. And I think, you know, if we can keep people rallied, there's one supporter who's offered a $500 matching donation that I'm going to put out in the morning. And if people will match that $500, meaning for every $10 received, it doubles to 20, every 25 to 50, 50 to 100, up to $500.
Who's doing this?
The person has asked her. Sure,
of course. I don't want a name. I'm just saying it's one of your supporters. Okay, this
yes,
is great.
One of our very active supporters who's been given a little bit along. I think they've given almost quite a bit of money a little bit along. You know, but that's one of the things, again, too, Jeff. A lot of people are giving are people who give again and again and again. We keep asking, you know. I can't tell you how important.
Well, we got to spread it around. I mean, all of you out there
people,
who care about this country really need to just at one time, if you haven't, reach in. There's most everybody's got a little something somewhere, and that lady, the lady giving her last $4, and the guy
yeah,
is
and I'm not
money?
Sure. I'm not sure I want to deposit those. I'm thinking about mailing those back. Jeff.
I understand. I would feel very uneasy about that myself.
I was very touched by it. I mean, you know, I was like, wow. But you know, I will do everything I can to get to work against the illegals in Massachusetts, get to work on behalf of these candidates in the primary, get to work on trying to do everything we can for Mo Brooks and doing that. If people, I've always said, as long I'm willing to keep fighting, as long as you are, as long as people out there are willing to still keep fighting, I am too. And, you know, I think sometimes I have to remind myself and everyone about that. You know, so we're still here, and I think people are mobilizing now. At least I hope, and I hope that they will continue to mobilize through tomorrow around 4 o'clock, and then we'll see what we got, and we'll put out. And anybody out there listening that's not already on the email list, I mean, I just got an email from somebody saying that AOL keeps putting them in their spam folders, no matter what they say. They keep saying not spam, not spam, but. Get on our email list at alipac.us, alipac.us, if you're willing to fight. I also put some language, and it might be a little pessimistic in today's email, saying, hey, look, if you're defeated on this or just worn out or you never really intend to ever volunteer, donate, share information with your mouse or anything to help, go ahead and unsubscribe so we don't have to spend the money hosting your email and broadcasting to it. You know, if you're already beaten or you're already defeated or you're not willing to fight back against the horrors of the Biden-Harris administration, you know, just go off the list. But we need new people coming in to replace those people that are giving up and falling down or passing away or their health won't allow anymore. There's a bunch of people out there that just, you know, fight all they can. And then, you know, one day we're spent, you know.
Right.
Down
right.
to our last $4.
Well, again, For all of you out there who have not been able to or chosen to support alipac.us, this is one of your last moments in the history of this country to really make a difference. Take that chance. Grab that opportunity. Send something. And you've got a matching donor? That's fabulous.
Yeah, somebody giving up $500 because they want to encourage other people, smaller donors who can't get $500 perhaps, to be encouraged, but to have their donation doubled.
That's incredible.
And that's wonderful.
I'm not joking, and you have nothing to say about this, but I'm going to try and see if I can send something else again. These are tough times for all of us, myself included. I'm being a little repetitious here, but make no mistake about it, I am not like many in this business who are rolling in money. So it all counts, every dollar. All right. Final comment, William. Then we got to say goodnight.
I am thankful for every show we get together. Thankful for everybody that takes the time to listen to this show or the podcast afterwards. Thankful for everybody on the emails that's even just out there reading or paying attention at all. That in itself is worth a lot, much more than a lot of people out there are doing. And just want people to know how thankful that I am, you know, to be. It's a great privilege to fight alongside, even though we're not physically present together, but fight alongside so many good, great patriots out there.
There really are a lot of them. A lot, and let's make some noise. Thank you, William. Let me know how it goes. Just call me, whatever. All right.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
Okay. Good night. William Gein, AllyPack.us. Okay, we will be back with Hour 2 and George Filer next.